Good afternoon, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with this 12:15 edition of the news on Monday, the second day of November. It is now 60. Well, how about that sunshine we had in the forecast? Here at the studios of WFIW, we still have overcast skies. Still expected to burn off a little bit later on today, bringing some sunshine. And we'll just have to wait and see. We started the day with a considerable fog, and the fog's finally burned off, but the clouds have not left yet. So I'll have more on the weather after the news. Coaches in the Black Diamond Conference have announced their all-conference team picks. And the Fairfield Mules and some of our nearby communities, the Mules have been included in both the first and second pick team picks. In the first team offensive lineman, Robert Devenport of Fairfield, he's a senior. First team quarterback from Carmi, Jake Simon. First team running back, senior Colton Land of Fairfield. First team defensive lineman from Fairfield, Jaden Lewis, a sophomore. First team linebacker from Fairfield, Ryan Estimer, he's a senior. First team defensive back, Fairfield junior, Brant McGill. In the second team running back, Fairfield senior Scott Esmond, and from Carmi, Andrew Burnett. Second team tight end from Carmi, Justice Stubblefield. Second team linebacker from Hamilton County, Damian Pike. Honorable mentions go out to from Carmi, Wyatt Nelson. Also from Carmi, Drew Lucas. From Hamilton County, Colton Bond. Also from Hamilton County, Sawyer Luke. From Fairfield, junior Wyatt Bora and freshman Dylan Hefner from Fairfield. And one other honorable mention to Hamilton County, Isaiah Snowden. And Isaiah, as you recall, was killed in a traffic accident just last week. Those are the picks from the Black Diamond Conference, the all-conference team picks, and the Mules did quite well, along with some of our other communities in the neighborhood. WFIW News time is 12:17.
Nights are getting cooler, leaves are changing colors, and the vibrant colors of fall are coming to life. It's time to think about bringing the beautiful colors of fall into your home, and Stein's Flowers and Gifts in Carmi can help. Whether you prefer the long-lasting beauty of silk floral arrangements or the scents and colors of a fresh floral bouquet, Stein's Flowers can help you pick the perfect arrangement for your home. Only at Stein's Flowers and Gifts, 1st Street in Carmi, or call 382-4624.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Diabetes Education Program leads a diabetes support group on the first Tuesday of each month at 7 p.m. in the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Medical Arts Complex Community Education Room. It is a great way to stay up to date on the latest diabetes news and talk with people who you would relate with. So join other people with diabetes in taking the proper steps in managing the disease. To learn more, contact me, Mary McCulley, registered nurse and Fairfield Memorial Hospital's certified diabetes educator at 847-8231.
What makes you feel warm, dry, and light at Kincaid's in Fairfield? Is it the faux fur coats? Is it the Carhartt coats? Is it the hot water heaters? It's the Cold Gear Under Armour clothing at Kincaid's. Cold Gear Under Armour clothing for men, women, and children is designed to keep you warm, dry, and light. Get your Under Armour shirts, jackets, and long underwear at Kincaid's in Fairfield. Layaway is welcome. Gift wrapping is available. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 to 5:30, and Sunday, noon until 4.
Dakota S. Morgan, 22, of Jeff, was arrested Saturday on charges of speeding and violating an active order of protection. Morgan was booked at the Wayne County Jail at about 7:05 p.m. and held pending the posting of bond. Terry G. Werner, 40, of Fairfield, was arrested by Illinois State Police Sunday on a White County warrant, charging him with failure to appear in court on a driving revoke charge. Bond in that case, $575 cash. Carmi City Police report the arrest of two suspects Saturday on drug-related charges. Nathaniel J. Spann, 19, of New Harmony, Indiana, and LaShania L. Simunich, 21, of Evansville, were taken into custody Saturday. Simunich faces charges of having no valid driver's license, possession of less than 2.5 grams of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Spann was cited for possession of a controlled substance, possession of more than 2.5 grams of cannabis, and delivery of cannabis more than 2.5 grams but less than 10 grams. Both were lodged in the White County Jail, Carmi, pending the setting of bond. several Illinois hospitals, including SSM Health St. Mary's in Centralia and Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon, are among the nearly 500 around the country involved in a $250 million settlement with the U.S. government over Medicare billing for cardiac devices. The eight affiliated hospitals of SSM Healthcare in Illinois and Missouri will pay a total of $4.1 million of the settlement. The U.S. Justice Department stated Friday the hospitals were not eligible for the reimbursement for the $25,000 electronic defibrillators because they were implanted in patients too soon after heart attacks or bypass surgery. Billing rules require longer waiting periods to see if heart functions improve enough on their own. Principal Deputy Assistant Attorney General Benjamin Meiser says he's confident that the settlements will lead to increased compliance and result in significant savings to the Medicare program while protecting patient health. Most of the settling hospitals were named in a whistleblower lawsuit brought under the False Claims Act, which permits a private citizen to bring lawsuits on behalf of the United States government, and they receive a portion of the proceeds of any settlement or judgment awarded against a defendant. The lawsuit was filed in Federal District Court of Southern Florida by Leatrice Ford Richards, a cardiac nurse, and Thomas Schumann, a health care reimbursement consultant. These whistleblowers have received more than $38 million from the settlements. The Department of Justice is continuing to investigate additional hospitals and health care systems. WFIW News, time 12:21.
It's time for Sealy Savings at Eubanger's Furniture Company. So that makes it a perfect time to upgrade your sleep. For a limited time, buy an Optimum Series mattress set and get the king size for the queen price, or the queen for the full price. Also, you can now save $200 at Eubanger's on one of the finest crafted mattresses in the USA, the Stearns & Foster series. These are all great savings to help you get a better night's sleep. And it's only at Eubanger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
Whether you're redecorating one room or every room in the house, they understand what a project means to you at Southern Illinois Lumber Company. Silco welcomes your questions and ideas for your project, and they'll help you find what you need from start to finish. Go to Silco for the latest trends in home decor and for a list of contractors to help you. Visit silco.doitbest.com or go see the fine folks at Southern Illinois Lumber Company in Fairfield or Wayne City.
Kincaid's will be once again hosting the Secret Santa Tree for the 16th year. Now, the Secret Santa Tree will be up and decorated by this November the 6th, this weekend, with tags for underprivileged children in Wayne County. A fundraising bake sale and soup carryouts are going to be at Kincaid's this Saturday, the 7th, beginning at 8 a.m. to noon. Donations will be accepted and certainly appreciated. But again, that Secret Santa Tree is going to be up at Kincaid's by the 6th of November. Carmi-based Elastec has developed a special boom that is being deployed to keep the floating aquatic plant sargassum from washing ashore, fouling tourist beaches. The seaweed has been invading resorts and private beaches in the Caribbean, Mexico, and Florida. Elastec has developed beach bouncer boom to deflect the plant as well as other floating debris from the beaches. The boom actually directs the debris away from the beach where the currents can carry it away. The Royal Blue heavy-duty polyvinyl chloride floating barrier has a 3-foot mesh skirt hanging from a 12-inch float. The Elastec Beach Bouncer is available in 100-foot sections with an anchor system included. Now, a lot of Elastec boom is manufactured right here in their Fairfield plant. Troopers with the Illinois State Police District 19 Post will be conducting some seatbelt details in Wayne, White, Saline, and Gallatin counties this month. Troopers will be assigned to saturation patrols in various communities around the area to crack down on those who do not buckle up. Seatbelts are one of the most effective safety devices in vehicles today, estimated to save over 12,000 lives per year. Over half of vehicle occupants killed in traffic accidents were not properly buckled up. The seatbelt project is funded through the Illinois Department of Transportation. Illinois residents who don't get health coverage at work have another opportunity to sign up for insurance under the Affordable Care Act. A third enrollment season kicked off Sunday. In Illinois, more than 100,000 Blue Cross Blue Shield customers have received notices that their plans will be canceled by the end of this year. They'll be automatically assigned to a new policy if they don't do anything, but the insurance experts recommend studying options, especially if consumers want to make sure their favorite doctor and specific medications are covered. A judge has dismissed the first class action concussions lawsuit in the nation against a prep sports governing body. It happened right here in Illinois. Cook County Judge Leroy Martin Tuesday threw out the case against the IHSA, the Illinois High School Association. The lawsuit filed last year on behalf of players sought court supervision over how high schools manage head injuries. Martin says the IHSA has taken steps to protect student athletes. He also says the remedies sought would change the sport of football and potentially harm it by or even cause it to be abandoned altogether. IHSA Executive Director Marty Hickman says the issue is best handled outside the courts. This reminder that our Veterans Day Parade here in Fairfield is coming up this Saturday, and it's a different time this year. It'll be 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Lineup will be on North 1st Street and will follow the same route as the Homecoming Parade. Folks, you need to get signed up now. Get a hold of Clifford Reaver at 516-3111 to let him know you're going to be in the parade. A lot of folks did pay their Wayne County property tax bills this past Friday. That was the due date for the first installment. Treasurer Donna Fawn is reminding folks that the second and final due date for this tax year will be December the 4th. If you want to avoid having to go through the security entrance on the east side of the courthouse, you can pay your taxes at various banks around the county, including the bank in Sisney, Mount Airy, and here in Fairfield, People's National, and First Financial. You can also pay at Mount Airy Banking Center, which is now Citizens National Bank. If you pay your taxes by mail, you need to write down 301 East Main Suite 201. You can also pay your taxes online at IllinoisEPay.com or use that handy Dropbox on the west side of the courthouse square. Big retirement reception coming up in honor of Edwards County Circuit Clerk Patsy Taylor for her retirement. This retirement reception will be on Friday, November 13th, a week from Friday, from 2 until 4 p.m. in the Edwards County Courthouse. The village of Sims will be flushing their hydrants this Thursday and Friday, November the 5th and 6th. Again, the village of Sims will be flushing hydrants the 5th and the 6th, Thursday and Friday. Could see a little dip in pressure, might even see some discolored water, so keep an eye on that before you do laundering. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem at the noon hour. December crude oil prices are up 13 cents per barrel, trading at up 13 cents at the noon hour. Now, crude oil prices closed up on Friday. Local refineries are paying $39.50 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. And it's time now also to check the latest stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield at the noon hour. The Dow's up 86 points at 17,750. The NASDAQ's up 48 at 5,103. In local and area deaths, 74-year-old Louisville resident Robert F. Blank died at 7:07 Saturday morning at Flora Gardens Care Center, a U.S. Army veteran. He'd worked at auto parts in Alney and then became an operator at Quebecor, where he retired in 2003, was a member of the VFW Post 3999 and American Legion Post 14, was a member of the Flora First United Methodist Church. Survivors include his wife Deborah of Louisville, a daughter Sherry Gaw, and husband Rick of Peoria, a son, Scott Blank, and wife Crystal of Galesburg, stepchildren, Tony Bible of Beecher City, Tammy Burkett and husband Dave of Xenia, Nathan Bible of Horde, grandchildren, Nicholas and Spencer Gaw, Sadie Blank and Jasper Blank, step-grandchildren, Drew and John Bible, Michael Mayberry and Rusty Mayberry, sisters, Margaret Blank of New Harmony, Ruth Cohn and husband Philip of Kalkaska, Michigan, Rose Wilkinson of New Harmony, Teresa Bowlby and husband John of Alney, and a brother, Paul Blank, and wife Clara of Alney. Services for Robert F. Blank will be 11:30 Tuesday morning at the Cone Funeral Home in Flora, with burial in Clay City Cemetery. Visitation will be 10:30 Tuesday morning until the time of service at the Cone Funeral Home in Flora. Memorials may be made to the Alzheimer's Association or the Flora First United Methodist Church and will be accepted at the Cone Funeral Home in Flora. 73-year-old Frederick Eugene Joe Glassford died at 12:45 Friday morning at Deaconess Hospital in Evansville. He was a retired special education administrator and served as director of WAVSED, that's Wabash and Ohio Valley Special Education District, from 74 to 93. He was executive director of the Sangamon County Special Education District and professor at Eastern Illinois University, a member of the Illinois Quarter Horse Association, and a member of the Elks Lodge 1882. Survivors include a son, Mark Glassford, and wife, Connie, of Silver Hill, Alabama. Three grandchildren, Lily, Samuel, and Noah Glassford of Silver Hill. Brother, James Glassford, and wife, Charlotte of Flora. Mother-in-law, Kay Gould. Brother-in-law and sister-in-law, Chuck and Sue Hamilton. Brothers-in-law, Rick and wife, Sue Gould. Ron and wife, Penny Gould and Scott Gould. A nephew, Yancey, and wife, Lori Glassford, a niece. Tommy Glassford Steele, great-nephews, Sterling and wife Tara Steele and Cody Glassford, and great-nieces, Tricia Steele and Katie Glassford. A celebration of life service for Frederick Eugene Joe Glassford will be 6 o'clock next Monday night, November the 9th, at the Elks Lodge in McLeansboro. Friends are invited to attend by his son Mark and family members. The Harry Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of the arrangements. Funeral services for Carl Dutch Acord, 63 of Carmi, will be 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi, with burial in Kirkendall Cemetery. Visitations now till the time of service at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi. Memorials may be made to the family to help defray funeral expenses. Funeral services for Daryl Dean Wilson, 71 of Alney, will be 3 o'clock Tuesday at the Summers Kistler Funeral Home in Alney, with burial in Crest Haven Memorial Park with military honors at the gravesite. Visitation will be 2 o'clock till the time of service, 3 p.m. Tuesday at Summers Kistler in Alney. Memorials may be made to the Hospice of Southeastern Illinois and will be accepted at Summers Kistler Funeral Home in Alney. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated daily. Well, folks, you've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center, WFIW News Time 1232.
For service beyond the surface, call Carter Trucking. Carter Trucking is growing bigger and better as they settle into their new location on Williamson Drive in Fairfield. The big trucks are ready to deliver gravel or haul your stuff. Whatever you call Jeremy Carter, the driveway doctor, the gravel guru, the pothole pirate, the rockin' redneck, the smooth operator, the mudhole master, or the happy hauler, just call him at 842-2022. That's the new number at Carter Trucking in Fairfield.
Find carpet types that fit your life for less at Haas Interiors. For a limited time, select grades of Mohawk carpets are on sale at Haas Interiors. Choose from Wear Dated, Smart Strand Silk, Simply Berber, and many more in all the latest colors. Plus, while supplies last, Timeless Design Wicker 8mm laminate flooring is only $1.59 a square foot, and luxury vinyl plank flooring in barnwood is on sale too at Haas Interiors, West Main Street in Fairfield.
It's time now to check that Fairfield area weather forecast. Let's give you the, also before we get to the weather, a quick price of crude oil. December crude oil is currently down 74 cents at $45.85. The forecast, I said sunny. I haven't seen any sunbeams yet, so we'll say maybe sunny later. High around 70. We're about 10 degrees away from that. Clear tonight, low 49, sunny Tuesday, 75, partly sunny Wednesday, high of 74, slight chance of showers Thursday, high 75, chance of rain Friday, 68, and Saturday, cooler, sunny, 57. Got up to 66 for the high yesterday, 42 hour low this morning, and at 12:33 under overcast skies, no sunshine, it's 60. For news, it's online anytime you're online. Go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.